We are back today. We're going 87 racing at Rockingham.
100 laps.
I have Justin from the 87 State in America is in this race with me. Mr. Kova himself, the
Maybe
man that created the
Anthony's
caution song, is in here. Justin, don't worry. I'm streaming right now.
Same, brother. Same. I'm on TikTok.
I got the man. Justin is the man from the last crash video that had to take a leak, which was absolutely hysterical. We've also got the iCrash Weekly boys tonight.
Same, Jason.
So I will have them in here in just a second. I got to finish just
Don't
a little bit
either.
Of change into our stream stuff.
Lap for Catherine,
and here comes the guys. All right, fellas, we're live.
That's
the fastest
too.
Lap for Miller, 26.4.
I need to show it.
Be sure to.
I'm going to stream it here so Korn can see since he's stuck at work.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Oh, God. Well, we'll see how this goes. This could either go really good or really shitty.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, I don't know if I got it, but we're going to find out. I'm literally number one. I'm not thrilled about this.
Yeah, I don't like starting that far up.
Well, I'm gonna qualify, but I'm
pit lane
I'm
speed
limit
is 40 miles per hour. It takes it clear. Don't cross the white line. Okay, AJ, we've got two laps.
Well,
let's get this
good.
Done.
No, I hate being number one. Every time I'm number one, I get wrecked.
I just don't like the idea that there are people worse than me.
Kova's in here. He's number two.
Hold on, man.
There's all somebody's worse than you.
There's always,
there's always somebody worse than you. Also,
there's always a bigger fish.
Also, dude, I ain't worried about no door in me in the chicane at Washington. But
like, I promise you, I did not mean to,
dude. Actually, like, we should have won that race because I didn't have it in me to even race that race.
I'm shocked how y'all did it, man.
Before,
dude,
that was racing
with one eye. Dude, I intentionally crashed myself out of the race because I was just over it.
Dude, Kova just ripped a 26-0.
Part of mine was my stomach was acting up, but part of it was I was just over it too. I parked on pit road and just sat there for a while.
26.4.
I was wondering what happened to you.
You seemed like you were over it about six laps in.
Well, it kind of. I've already talked about it with King and Joe, but like, Kova getting on to me got on my nerves, and I was just like, "Well, if all we're gonna do is sit here and complain, I'm not gonna have fun."
Amazing.
Yeah. And that's what everybody needs to remember.
And,
these races
Anthony's
are for
running
fun.
This too. You want to come
yes,
hop in our league? We race
on
Friday
line.
Night.
Somebody just left. I don't know who I just pissed off by saying that. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It really depends
it
on it's what's fine. Going on.
He said, screw this. I'm out of here.
Oh, you don't have to run full time, my man. You can just come out and hang out whenever
races,
you want.
They're just that. They're for fun. And
yeah.
Sure, there's points up. We're not. It's not like we're, you know, racing for $1 million.
Is a hell of a lap, Cole.
Hell, we're not even racing for $2.
Well, you probably saw it in the
thank you.
In a replay or whatever
to see if anybody beats it.
After the restart.
I don't think anybody is going to top that.
The one after
things got crazy and well, yeah. Well, things got crazy in turn one, and I went wide and.
Anthony,
in the process
yeah,
of coming
yeah,
back onto the racetrack, I tried to get back to the racing line in the S's, and well,
not a lot of leagues do that. And I think
we touched
fun.
And we spun, which is
yeah,
what he complained
Zach's
about the first time. Which I get it. I came across snow just fine
every race. So,
but when he's like, he's fussing at me and calling me a demon
I was
for
like, it was
like
so
locking
cool to
up
run
my brakes
and the Gen 4s. And it was just kind of like, it was just so intense. You were just kind of, I was mainly focused on beating my other 87s, which kind of made it fun in itself.
I 100%
oh, yeah, especially at something like the Glen where it's just hard to drive.
And I was running all right, but
I think Bristol's gonna
once I wrecked, my stomach started acting up, and I was like, well,
life, so I think that was
we got to go take care of this. So
Oh, it's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, so I started getting frustrated after I started bouncing off every wall on the track.
No, Christopher, Terry beat you.
Holy shit. Terry Orr put in a 25.9 to Kova's 26.0.
Jesus.
He's fucking.
It's impressive right there.
He's cooking.
I love how he gets.
And you put down a what?
Oh.
Or are you qualifying?
I already qualified. I qualified at 26.3.
Sorry, Christopher.
Still not bad.
No.
Don't worry. And there's nothing to hold against. I mean, I wasn't expecting to hold on to it. I think in the entire time I've been on iRacing, I've only had to pole like 3 times.
It's a wild one.
Need to
one.
Be starting back there with Robert.
Oh, man. No, I'm excited to start getting ready for this Le Mans 24.
Sorry ahead of the time. Just let me tell me, and I will try to move out of the way.
I got to get everybody registered, but I think it's going to be a good race come the first weekend in June.
That's the end of the session.
Yes,
seventh position.
Yeah.
So I thought about bailing out of the race after that second pit stop with no fast repairs.
Oh, dude, I used all my fast repairs up. Like, it was just
good luck,
horrible.
Boys. Let's have a good one.
I had them both used within 5 laps.
Yeah. it's bad. It was just a bad night. I didn't
Looking
even bother
at the fuel,
bother
it looks like we are going to have to pit for this.
No, I noticed that. Well, dude, I'm shocked y'all made it, because I figured y'all would just be wiped.
Dude, I was so over racing. Like, I'm so glad I took yesterday off. Holy shit.
Yes, I was hoping y'all wouldn't be in any shape to race.
Oh, I was in shape to race. It was just, like, mentally. I slept, like, 5 hours. So between the lack of sleep and just... By the time I got done with Nürburgring, I was just kind of like, good God, do I really want to do this? And I come down here and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna
laps.
Do it. I don't really want to, but I'm going to.
I figure short of me making any mistakes,
column
the only chance I had
13.
Was
in the inside
y'all not being in any shape to race.
Oh, no, I was good.
He also had a little... how do we put it?
I had a little jag going on.
Chemical enhancement.
I mean, yes. I literally smashed one before I finished the race for Nürburgring.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I remember him saying that on the radio.
I
mean,
one on like the last lap.
Yeah, I had one in my hand while I was
gonna try
finishing.
And win it on the first lap, so I can get out of your way.
So...
Dude, that was the funniest hell finish.
I'm going to try to win it before we get over the start finish line.
I was trying to get that car around, even though it was limping, and it just, that rear wheel or the toe or something just wicked just right, and I was like, shit. Bang. There's the point.
Dude, I wonder what that dude behind you was thinking.
He's probably like, what an idiot.
Because you were just all over the place.
It was everything I had to try to keep it in a straight line.
All right, AJ, get ready.
You shouldn't have been able
go,
to
go,
keep
go.
The car in a straight line.
No. I was shocked that I could, but if I got it into a corner, it would
outside.
Straighten up. Like, it would act normal.
Still there, still there.
Hey, what? That
thing
should
have been doing donuts all the way around the track.
Sure. Nope. You figure I limped it all the way back to the pits driving like that. And then it still did it after the required repairs. And somebody was saying that the damage model for Nürburgring was messed up to where it wouldn't fix steering issues. And so that explains exactly why it didn't fix it in the required repairs. Because it had fixed it in previous required repairs.
P5.
Oh, yeah, when I had to pit during the Watkins Glen race, it fixed it.
Well, with that, it's a fast repair, so it's going to fix it.
Oh, no, not those last four repairs.
In,
Miller is now in the lead.
In, at the very beginning of the...
Inside?
Of
clear
the Nürburgring race.
The leader has just done a 26.5.
Somebody got
the car
all
in front
of their,
lap time
all
is
of their
26.4.
And required
the guy behind has just done a 26.3.
And they could not continue.
Really?
Because their car's... still
outside,
had
outside
steering up problems.
Still there.
Oof,
clear high.
That's rough. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't remember if it was at the beginning or if it was during, if it was in my my 2 a.m., my 4 a.m. shift.
The leader has just done 26.4. That lap time was 26.9.
Well, yeah, you got a car 4 a.m. drove to what? 7?
45.
That just sounds awful.
8:30.
Yeah, it was pretty close to 9 o'clock.
Inside quarter.
Man, I didn't get to watch as much as I wanted to.
Dude, I streamed every minute of it.
I got in every so often.
P5.
I still think it's funny that I had the most laps.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
7:30 or so.
I'd go two laps and wreck the car, and then go two laps and then wreck the car.
It'll close on lap 81.
Oh my God! The guy in second keeps slamming into the outside wall. Oh, it's Terry Orr.
Oh my God!
That's his wife.
Orr, your wife's cheating on you again.
Gotta turn the brake bias down.
Yeah, my wife's a petty bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I hopped on the stream about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and cornering until right around 9 when King jumped in.
That lap time was 27.0.
I had originally planned on running about 3 hours, and then we found out that the session didn't open until 6 instead of 5. And then the race didn't start for almost 6:45, 7 o'clock.
But you knocked the wall?
And I was going to run the NIS, so I ran to like 8:15, something like that.
Yeah. Because I think you got out of the car just before I came.
That was
in. Oh,
27.1.
Shit.
Okay, AJ, that's good
again.
Consistency. Keep it up.
I think you got out of the car just before I came back into the stream, because I remember King going, Jesus Christ, it scared the shit out of me because I had the lights off in my basement and then I just turned them on my way so that I didn't have the camera off, and I guess it just scared the absolute shit right out of him.
P4.
Yeah, that was like half
Williams
a lap after he got in.
Is increasing. It's now 1.2 seconds.
The wall there was a bit of a misnomer.
Inside clear. Inside quarter.
Yeah, I was trying not to get into Culver or the 10.
Still there.
My tires
still
are
there.
Gone.
Clear low.
Bono, my tires.
We get two sets.
Bono, I can't look after these tires anymore.
P6.
They're dead.
Rockingham, so back up your corners and run the middle. About where Cova's running. That should help you out.
Thank you, sir, because I've never driven the egg.
That's truck advice I'm giving you. So
it actually,
the only series I've ever run this car.
It worked really well. It might actually cause my tires to cool. Good God, it just pushes for the fucking wall. Trying to cool the
Which
tires.
Which car are you running?
87.
I just got the biggest craving for Zaxby's. Holy cow.
I
know that was really random, but dang.
Yeah, it was really random.
I plan on doing at least one of these. I'm going to do...
What was that?
A couple trucks at Wilkesboro.
You are blinking.
Reluctantly run some B and A class.
Last lap time was 27.6.
Hopefully it gets better.
And we'll try to get some road in on them. This will be
B6.
Wednesday and Thursday. There's no NIS this
probably
week, so I don't have to worry about
live
that.
Streaming. It's probably got something to do with it, too.
Damn you.
Reluctantly run Texas?
I don't like Texas.
I love Texas.
Really?
Like, I'm pretty, I'll say decent at the track. I can get a top 10, top 5, no problem. I just don't like it. I don't like the way it drives. There. I don't like how, you know, the corners are completely fucking different. Like, okay, Rockingham, Charlie
is now 0.2.
Those tracks were meant to be like that. They screwed Texas up so bad when they repaved it.
So let me correct you on that.
P7.
Texas was never good.
28.0.
I agree. It was a carbon copy of Atlanta with Charlotte's corners. But
the other thing that they were trying to fix, it wasn't just NASCAR. The Indy cars were having such a hell of a time that they had to do something.
They had to cancel IndyCar's first race there because they didn't like think about how it would affect the drivers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because their G-forces were so heavy.
Seriously.
But, like, that track's going to end up disappearing off the cup schedule.
Good.
And it's a damn shame because it used to be an all right race.
Okay, AJ, two good races there. Come on now.
Well, the problem is they went to too many speedways and they needed to bring back the short tracks, which I think once everybody sees how North Wilkesboro races, I will bet money they bring back the Rock next.
Oh, they're already doing
so,
work on the Rock.
Back on the back.
Unpopular opinion. People aren't going to like the North Wilkesboro race.
Sorry, 13.
You're good.
No, this car sucks at short tracks.
Sorry, AJ.
What? What did you say sorry for?
Language.
Oh, I didn't even hear it, dude. Shit!
Outside. Wrecking three. Outside.
Damn!
The
eighth car, what was that?
Still there.
Which car is Stova in?
Dude, he just cleaned you out.
The blue and the green one.
Outside.
Justin A-car got in low.
Sixth place.
Damn, good save on him, though.
Sorry, Dan.
You're on all teams. Bad. You're on all teams.
You guys are lifting.
I know I'm on all teams. I don't really have a choice right now.
Anthony, please tell me you saw that.
I don't know why it sticks you. On
yeah,
all
I did, and then I come up into the 10. That was on me. It just pushed.
The lap time was at 28.7.
Clear as day.
Yeah, he just didn't lift.
I'm trying to watch two streams at one time.
Oh. Who are you watching?
The Sim 500 race at Kansas.
And then me.
Yep.
Inside. Still there. Still there. Still there. Quarter.
Yeah, friend broadcast the Sim 500 races.
Clear low.
It started off with me just watching the Sim 500 races in the ARCA race
P5,
on Friday.
The gap to Hale
with just by broadcasting
2.1.
And then I found Korn's videos. I was like, I gotta get in on this.
I actually have almost hit 275 subscribers.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just a couple short.
Moving on up in the world, I see you.
Yeah, slowly. I'm not nearly as close as Korn is to monetization, but...
I'm about 170 short.
You'll get them.
Well, see, now the guy that broadcasts the Sim 500 races is trying to get me to join the league that he broadcasts on Tuesday.
What kind of league is it?
It's a TI Racing ARCA series.
Ooh.
All ovals or road two or?
It's mostly ovals. I think they ran two road courses.
Gotcha.
But they're.
they're an open setup series.
Gotcha.
Brain fart. What track, Corn?
I had a brain fart. Give me a minute.
With those open setups, I would say the Majors baseline is always a good bet. Like, it's a stable bet for the most part. Might not be the fastest, but...
That was a 28.1.
Top five car, but
the owner of the series, who's also the owner of TI Racing.
Clear high.
I don't know how that
number
dude
eight,
hasn't
this
number
is for you. Ring around the racetrack, I mean, grinding against the fast lap, slipping, sliding, we all wreck out.
And Justin's car.
And he busts out the new song.
P5.
What's going on, Donnie?
A joke, man.
We're 87 racing at the Rock, and I've got my hands full. Like, it's funny, you can tell when I get that right front cooled back down. Because all of a sudden I start catching Kova, like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And the 8 keeps swatting.
Okay, AJ, the next car is Hale.
Something else you can... Oh, there he goes. Something else you can try.
Inside.
Run a hard lap. Run a light lap. Oh,
inside
Jesus.
Is clear.
Watch out.
Wow, that looked close on my screen.
Yeah, it was real close.
I just saw it on the stream.
That last lap was a 28.8.
That was tight. Very tight.
Now he's going to block you. Send his ass.
First, I got to get his...
Good Lord. I know I'm behind, but dang, he's all over the place.
8, do you have a line around this track?
You've just done a 28.6.
What did Rick Hendrick say? If you wreck us, we'll wreck you back.
Jesus, he's slamming
everything.
What's
wrong with that line of thinking?
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, how many instant points does he have from hitting that wall now? Come on.
I have no idea.
Oh, if he doesn't
clear
like,
high, clear high.
I don't think he's making it to either race that way.
Outside. You
want
to
do
the caution?
Still there.
I literally, like, the A car messed up my
still
steering
there.
Bro.
Your
I
door.
Can't turn this thing.
Still there. Still there. Clear him. Outside.
Jesus Christ, he's coming
still
back.
Still there.
Your lap time was 28.5.
Inside.
He is fucking...
Don't you wish some people would just roll over and die?
I mean,
not literally, but...
I got a 2X for that
still
shit.
Still there.
Clear low. He hit the wall. After getting into you.
Number 8, the Intimidator.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to have to send him.
I'm going to.
Yeah, throw it. Like, that's the only option.
P7, you've just done a 29.3.
Sure.
Well,
I mean,
just about
obviously
clean
not literally,
me out
but
twice.
Some people just need to roll over and let it go.
Oh no, AJ's being a lot more patient than I am. I've sent him already.
The guy behind you, anyway,
for the right spot.
Now, nope.
Outside.
I mean, good look. He's all over the place on the straightaway.
Still there at your door. Still there. Still there. Outside is clear. Outside. Still there. Still there. Still there. Still there. Still there. Still there. Still there.
How does he bounce off
there.
The wall and not
thanks,
slow down?
Thanks, Dave. He's going a lap down. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we know it sucks, and it, I hate what that happened. We ain't got to keep going on about it, man. We know what happened.
That works too.
I literally cannot turn my car. Outside. I messed up my entire steering.
Fucking ridiculous.
Went from still third there. To clear outside.
And problem has solved itself.
Yeah. I mean, he's overdriving the shit out of
he's
that.
He's overdriving.
I mean,
he's crazy.
When you're
dude,
done losing
it, when
you're going
laps full. Here.
Come on.
Good God.
Clear low.
Yeah, Donnie, we finally dropped him like a hot rock. Thank God.
How do you bounce off the wall like that and not even slow down?
He's saying that. Are you kidding me?
Flip it and send it in.
What's he claiming? You wrecked him?
No, he's claiming that Justin lagged.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Clear inside.
Well, I mean, he was blinking, but like that dude slammed the wall so many freaking times.
Justin may be blinking, but he's far enough ahead where it wouldn't matter.
P7.
Oh, that dude just come up the inside and slammed
still
him.
Still there. Still there at your door.
Still sorry, there. 7, I just got tight coming off.
The next car is Gans.
Outside clear. Outside.
Ah, God, I
clear
can't turn this car anymore. Like, these tires are just gone. And I can't believe we haven't had a caution yet.
P8.
Especially with the way that dude was driving.
Well, and I had to overdrive the shit out of it to try to get in front of him.
Yes, Donnie, they absolutely are. Very much worth it.
He's still going on in the chat. The 87s are a lot of fun.
It's now 1.0 seconds. Mm-hmm. That lap was at 28.5.
Yeah, no, Justin Bright is the one that got wrecked. He's pissed, and you know what? He's kind of got a right to be. The guy literally cleaned him out.
Yeah. By the way, you just ran a 28.
Yeah, these tires are gone. But I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you were telling me that you talked about 29s and 30s, I thought.
No, I said 26s and 25s.
Oh, well, never mind.
Bono, my tires.
Everybody's running 28s.
Damn, boy, the first and second place call got a lead, don't they?
Yep.
I'm just trying to hang on so that way I don't go too far down.
So, because after the race, we're going to find that big carburetor they both got.
The gap to Gans ahead is increasing. It's now 3.2.
Right. 47.
Carburetor space.
With a four-barrel.
Miller,
he's
closing in. The gap is now 3.4.
I can go 47 more laps. But the car...
Oh.
The
okay,
car
AJ,
ain't turning.
Car exit,
I just
it's
lost
heads
an
up.
Entire second.
That was a 29.1.
Oh, now the guy disconnects.
Yeah.
I'm scared to piss. No,
and nothing of value was lost.
Back up your corners a little further.
That's what I'm
dude, I can't. This thing is not turning. I cannot get
watch
this car around the
pit
track.
Lane speed limit is 40 miles per hour. We'll fill you to the end of the race.
I mean, everybody's got a pit, so I might as well go. I'm almost halfway anyway.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Hey, Yoda.
Hey.
Nice save. Nice save. That was sick.
Hey, welcome back, Yoda.
Thank you very much. Tuesday, I'll be back.
I was telling Corn how you're talking about coming to the States next year and that we need to do a NASCAR race.
Hell yes.
Of course he's muted right now, so...
Who's I'm not muted. Oh, Corn's muted. I got
Corn. Yeah.
He's
traffic on the exit. Keep it tight.
Work things. Yeah.
B12.
Man, I don't think I've been that angry in a long time. He just wrecks me and then leaves, man. That's so frustrating.
Oh, dude, he ran me hard for four laps and then pitted and left.
How many did you go down? Just one?
Two.
You went, I feel like he had because he ran up there and burned his shit up, and
Cole's
everybody was passing
him
back.
What's up,
so
Cole?
He just was like, fuck it.
Oh, Curtis, he hit the wall every freaking lap.
Reel him in, take it easy.
That's the worst kind of rude at a race like this. You wreck other people, but you don't do it hard enough to draw the caution.
100%, man, I agree with that.
Behind.
I don't
time
ever
is it now?
Mad, bro,
2.0
when like,
seconds.
I'm running good, and then you just jump. It's so frustrating.
Good there. Lord, dude.
Clear high.
Oh, what time is it?
3 a.m.
Wow.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Closing time.
It's only 10 p.m. for me.
Oh,
I was saying Matchbox 20, and you went completely opposite direction.
Yeah, I went with semi-sonic.
Outside.
AJ, I got down to a 414.
Nice.
Nice.
Yoda's about to be competing for the win.
All right, let's check out Texas Speedway.
Fastest guy on the track right now.
Heck yeah, dude.
I wonder when we're going to start seeing meatball flags for tires.
You take the inside, man.
Jesus, this Sim 500 race is looking like a carb cup.
Yeah, that's what I don't want our league to turn into, is a carb cup.
Yeah, no.
I haven't even got a warning.
Justin said that he had a lot of fun. He wasn't
I'm
expecting the whole
good.
Like multi-class. He said it was an absolute gas.
Anybody like if
the gap to Kathak behind is now 2.0 seconds.
Or next time that he has a different car.
Yeah, me and him are buddies on Discord, so I'll let him know.
Okay.
So.
So are we nuking the 87 starting at Bristol, or
Williams,
what's the plan with that?
So basically, the 87s either suck or they're the class of the field, but they're not. There's no in between, like with the ARCA cars, the up cars. Mm-hmm.
All right, AJ, halfway home. We've got plenty of fuel. That lap time was 27.0.
We're gonna start running the Xfinity cars in their place.
Ooh.
Okay. Sorry,
I got to move a paint over to an Xfinity car. Okay.
Yeah.
Outside.
So
thank
something
you, sir.
Else I'm thinking is maybe well now nah, I'll just do the Xfinity cars. I was gonna say maybe throw in the trucks in place of the Xfinity cars at like a road course or something.
Hey, I have someone in my chat that said he literally just said creamed corn. I'll let you figure out who it might be.
I'm gonna go with JD.
You're close. You're real close.
Mike.
It's Mr. McHaley.
Heads up, there's a car rejoining.
Hey, Mike.
Track temperature's decreasing. It's now 115 Fahrenheit.
I'm hoping for another caution soon.
If we're gonna have the Xfinity car for Bristol, I might have to give that a try.
I'm going Gen 4.
Eighth place. That lap time was 27.3.
Call me crazy.
I'm saving the Gen 4. I definitely want to run the Gen 4 at Indy.
No way. Too flat.
Oh, come on, dude.
87, bro.
2000s.
Or Xfinity.
Nah, give me the 2000s vibe.
I said, I want to use the next gen of Talladega.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. No, you don't. You don't.
I do. I'm telling you right now, you want to sign up very early to get one of the fast cars.
What are you talking about?
The next gen sucks at Talladega.
Yes, it
next
does.
Next gen sucks at my tracks.
Now, that's,
all four
that's...
cars we have going to Talladega can keep up with each other.
That lap was a 27.4.
I've tested it. Yes, they can.
Brother, tell that to me and Lord, I don't even remember who it was at Daytona that lost the draft as a next gen tandem.
Yeah, you were definitely doing something wrong because.
Next gen is awful.
I've had no problem with the next gen car at either track.
My right front was still at 82 and my right rear at 80.
I did a seventh position with a handful of each car and it did just fine.
That's 76 and
86. All of my best races have been in next gen cars so far.
I had 66 on that right front.
Your lap time was
27.3. Dude, I don't even know if I'm honestly going to run Bristol, to be honest. I'll just beat it away.
Katha behind is increasing. It's now 1.0.
I mean, I'll just be a rolling roadblock.
What do you think I'm going to be?
A meatballing roadblock.
Exactly.
A moving chicane.
Thank you.
But like I said, the first race. High. If I'm doing too bad, just tell me and I'll back out.
Actually, it's funny you say that, Sam. The first time I ever raced Bristol on pavement, it was in a Gen 4, and all I did was stay against the wall, and dude, I passed people like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, that progressive banking.
It didn't eat the tires. Just stay right there. You know, really, that's... Korn told me, he goes, preferred line, stay against the wall. I was like, okay.
That's why all the cup drivers did it.
Like, yes,
he's that's the line to run.
But seventh position, the bottom work for so long.
True.
God, I wish we had an old scan of Bristol.
We do.
You've just done a 27.6.
If I'm not mistaken.
40 to go.
No, I thought it was the same track scan. They just changed the pit road rules.
The gap to Katha right behind is now 1.5.
Yeah, because there's either a single pit road or a double pit road.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which to me, double pit road is like the dumbest thing imaginable because it takes forever. It basically penalizes the shit
the
out of
the
pit.
The gap ahead is now 3.1.
Mm-hmm. Well, Arca goes there soon, so avoid that one if you want to live.
Yeah, no. My will to live is way too high to go there.
The top three are just praying for that caution.
Oh, I'll go for Katha.
Kova gonna run her out of gas.
Okay, AJ, there's a car exit in the pits. Heads up.
I'm gonna watch that content.
I'm gonna be doing at least two or three races.
V6, your last lap time was 27.7.
I think somebody said Archer goes to Bristol next week.
That's what... Sam just said.
That'll be good for Katha.
Kova, you got any tires left?
Dude, you wanna know what kills me?
I will risk my safety rating for your content form.
Your laptop
so we are all the way through the year, right? And my students, God bless them, they've been with me since January. My name is written on the board still.
Oh, God.
I still have people call me the wrong name.
What are they calling you?
Just the name of another teacher there.
Oh, my God.
Well, are they at least getting the pronouns right?
P7.
Yes, it is both Mr.
28.6.
For both our prefixes, both Mr. They keep calling me. We got a computer teacher called Mr. Young. And for whatever reason, people call me Mr. Young all the time. Then I look at them funny and they realize what they've done.
Well, my senior year of high school, the teacher had herself committed in January. Through January.
Oh.
So we got a long-term substitute. And I lost kind of how many times he was called Mrs.
My eighth grade year, I had a brand new teacher.
The guy behind is now 1.4.
For English. And, you know, really nice lady. Very naive. Did the typical, I wear apples on my clothing to school. Like, I don't
know. That counts. Okay.
I don't understand that one, but there was a group of about five or six kids that drove this poor girl so insane. She wound up quitting teaching altogether after her first year.
My senior English teacher was 20, right around 20 years in, and literally
you
had herself committed to a psych facility.
Wow.
Because of her freshman class.
Dude.
Jesus.
I started therapy this year because of issues at school, so.
I mean, I know you
I
guys
know
got
it's
it.
Not a psych facility, but.
You guys got it rough. Like, you don't get paid enough for what you do and the crap that you deal with.
Love my kids, love what I do.
Well, she literally walked into school one day, turned in her resignation, walked out the door, drove down to the hospital, and had herself committed.
Wow. That's crazy.
Of course,
P7.
The long-term substitute that they gave us
go ahead, Ten.
Was reaching the same point by the end
clear,
of the school year.
Outside.
Because of that
yeah.
same class.
P8, that was a 28.2.
Have you got a single coffin?
Nope. And I figured the 8 was going
all the way.
I figured the 8 was going to cause a caution.
It did cause a couple wreck.
The gap in front.
Yeah, but it
now,
never brought the caution
eight.
Out.
Which is a surprise.
Right.
Eagle.
So speaking of talking, here's one thing. We go to LA Coliseum.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Do you want to, like, just blow your entire series up? Because I feel like that's how you blow your entire series up.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a...
Yeah, Cole, we're at the Rock. Oh, God, Mike's in here saying he'd like that, too.
No, Mike.
No, Mike, you're insane.
We do the LA Coliseum and a bunch of different cars. Just for fun.
Oh.
Nope.
34 Legend all day.
Dude, I ran a couple laps in the Coliseum in a truck, just in a practice session, and it was awful. I don't know why I bought that track.
Last lap was a 28.1.
I wish I could find that track.
I had to change my entire mindset when I raced at that track a couple times. I was basically like, alright, so we're going to do
front
this.
Is now
we're going to get
2.0 seconds.
Roid, and we're just going to live with it. We're going to be happy with it. We're fine. We're having fun.
We're having fun. He says we're
that
having
does not sound like fun.
Fun.
This is
you've
fun.
Just done a 28.0.
I remember one time the crap got beaten out of my truck by this one guy going through the turn. And I was like, damn, dude, what'd I do to piss you off?
Hey, Mike said, you want to know how you know that his ass burns? Or you want to know what burns his ass? Sorry. He says a 3-foot-high candle.
Do what?
Mike says, what? You want to know what burns his ass? A 3-foot-high candle.
Jesus.
That makes somebody laugh so hard they had to leave. And they're back.
You want to know what grinds my gears?
What? Miss Shifts?
Oh no, I never saw that skit. I mean, yeah.
By the way, Corin, I have seen
sort of mischiefs for the paddle though.
Yeah, that's true. I have seen the preview for
outside.
Twisted
the
Metal.
The gap in front has increased. It's now about
clear high.
The TV show.
Yes.
It looks epic.
Miller is gaining on you. The gap is now 2.7.
What's it going to be on
Anthony Mackie?
I think it was on who?
Peacock, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is Peacock.
Oh, excellent. I have Peacock.
Also, I started watching that show about the nun that's supposed to like find the Holy Grail, and I can't even get through the first episode. It's so damn slow.
Just watch Monty Python.
But it's a nun that's supposed to find the Holy Grail.
It's about a nun that's supposed to find the Holy Grail, and she's basically fighting against some AI that runs the world.
Oh God.
That sounds like it has potential.
It's not. It's bad. I'm not caring for it. Robin goes, this doesn't seem good. We literally have 5 minutes left to go in the last in the first episode, and it's been 3 days of us trying to watch it. So.
Well, just because it has potential doesn't mean it's actually good.
Right.
To answer your question, the tires are toast. I got 20 laps left, and it's everything I can do to hold on.
Well, it's like the Mythbusters even proved it. You can polish a turd, but damn it,
Miller,
it's still a turd.
It's closing you down. The gap has come down to 1.7 seconds.
It'd be a shiny one, but it's still a turd.
It's kind of like you can put lipstick on a pig, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig.
That lap was at 28.3.
I call it a pig.
Good God. I think Kovas screwed himself by staying out too long.
We'll find out.
Well, he stayed out so long. He's not even in the top seven now.
Right.
And right now I'm trying to figure out when the leader and second place are going to pit, because you have to get fuel. Like, there's
V7.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Are you sure?
Yes. When I started, there was only enough fuel for about 73 laps. We're on lap 80. They gotta be on fumes.
Jeez.
Your lap times are pretty consistent.
I mean, I know there's a way to back it up and fuel save, but they had a 5-second lead on everybody. Like, I don't know how this dude is still out front.
Determination.
Cheat codes. Yeah, I'm going to go with cheat codes.
Grip hacks.
I need some of those.
All yours, Justin.
Miller. Yeah, you and me both, buddy.
The gap to Miller behind us now.
1.4
seconds.
What are you
seconds.
Running right now?
You almost gave the leaders the caution they needed.
That's good.
The gap in front is increasing. It's now 9.4.
Yeah, but the tires are toast.
Well, I need his tire life hacks.
What lap are you on?
83.
Almost done.
I'm great for going slow and burning up tires.
I'm throttling it out as best I can.
Inside.
Go ahead, 14.
Clear low.
P8.
How are they still on track?
Dude, I have no idea how they have not pitted at all.
Dude, I'm telling you, if these guys don't make a single pit stop, they've got something.
Well, it's not like you can create a setup. 15
no,
laps.
No, what I'm saying is, like, they've got some kind of cheat or something.
How would they? Surely they would have made it. They would have made it to B class with it, though.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. But
this would be, like, the most unsuspecting place to try it. I mean, what do I do if they make it all the way? Do you, like, protest them for possible cheating?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
send it in. Send
lap,
clip.
Was a 28.3. All right, AJ. Lap time's pretty consistent.
And also send a version of that clip with all of your race lab stuff up, showing that
Gap
they have
Miller,
not hit it.
Ahead is
well, at least
1.
I'm making
it
in Anthony's video. There's a bonus.
Oh, there'll be that, and then my run-ins with him.
Looking forward to one.
Lap time was at 28.4.
I'm still working on the one for the
all
last
this time,
2 weeks.
I never knew the rock had two different corners.
Yeah, your videos are
sick. I used to run that track religiously on, like, NASCAR Thunder, and I never realized
yeah,
the corners were different.
A lot more funny stuff than me, though, but, yeah, I try.
You know what I want to do? I want to do, like, a fun race. We need to set it up, too, besides the Le Mans.
So
we
what,
need
though?
To do
Jared
Nader
sure won
race
some races
for,
on
like,
my track in my NASCAR Thunder games.
Off. And, like, you have to do the jump every time, but we can turn damage off.
Are you closing in on the leaders at all?
The Bathurst jump is, like, perfect for content. I got, like, 2 million views on, like, a clip from Bathurst jump. And I see it all the time.
Dude,
people racing it. Like, I think that'd be a fun
like,
idea.
And, I mean, I've already said it. If they go all the way, they're 100% cheating.
I hope the tire's not gone yet.
Well, Kova's on freshies. Kova's on freshies. They're still running laps just a tenth slower than me.
The track temperature's
and
decreasing.
I'm not closing
it's now
in.
111 Fahrenheit.
I'm telling you, 3 and 7, they're at the bottom of their tanks and almost out of tires.
Dude, they've got to be.
At this point,
Miller,
their tires
ahead is now
2.0.
They're going to make it or they're going to pitted
at 28.5.
AJ, did you see what your
they
tires were
They have not pitted yet. 66%.
Yeah, I know that. But I feel like
yeah,
they're going to make it or they would have already pitted.
Their tires should be completely shot by now. Like, there's no way you shouldn't be running them down like a freaking
freight train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a 28.4.
They should have been on pit road 10 laps, at least 10 laps ago, whether they're fuel saving or not.
How'd they make it on fuel?
Saving.
There ain't enough clutch.
I call black magic
in the world. To say.
Yeah, because. Like, my race lab said 74 laps, I think, left.
Not at this track.
At the start?
Not at any track.
The one for iRacing was estimating 91 laps.
Miller, still
in front
the lap
is now 4.9 seconds.
That's exactly the point.
Kova said that the ones for iRacing was estimating 91 laps. There's no way race labs was
that
far off.
That was 28.4. That's good consistency. Keep it up.
They've got to almost run out here. Like, really damn
again,
soon.
Again, their tires should be.
Oh, dude, my tires are toast.
Their tires should be, they should have popped.
Even if they could somehow make it on fuel, they should have needed
You've
tires.
You just done a 28.5.
Yeah, I was at 66% and I pitted on lap 44. Mind you, I drive a little harder at this track probably than a lot of people, but come on.
The gap to Miller ahead is now 1.7 seconds.
This class is set up to require a pit stop for every race. Whether
that
is
the
pit
point.
Stop. Tires or a pit stop for fuel, there is always, you always have to make at least one pit stop.
Somebody in our Darlington race didn't, but we had a bunch of cautions. This thing's went caution free.
Yeah.
Because I did Daytona one time without a pit stop. You can do it. It's just, you got to have the cautions fall right where they need to.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't gotten my second lap back. Because we haven't caught the leaders at all.
Which is insane.
I'm running a tenth faster. There's 0.2 between first and second.
you should be more like a half second or more faster at this point.
The five car pitted at lap 53, and he's 20 seconds down to him right
now.
Two
to go. That lap was a 28.6. The gap to Miller ahead is increasing. It's now 3.1
seconds.
You know
my thoughts on it is they're about to make this thing without a pit stop.
Appreciate it.
White flag, last lap. Gans is now leading.
I mean, I'll take a P8, but something don't seem right.
P8, that's the end of the race.
Oh, I see it pop up in the chat. I know this isn't really the time.
Uh-oh.
What you got, JD?
How the heck did they do it?
Who is her?
He saw
probably clutching and whipping early from the very beginning and staying on the bottom.
Are you going with the Nürburgring thing again?
Yep, exactly. I saved fuel from lap one.
Fishy.
Seven's saying he saved fuel from lap one.
Romara.
He's talking about the...
I don't know who that is.
He's talking about the Nürburgring thing.
Pretty sorry, I got a little rough at the last lap there.
If I ever see that A car again, he'll get what's coming to him.
Dude, that was ridiculous.
Hey, it was a lot of fun, man. Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure, Anthony. Thanks. Have a good night.
I don't care
man.
If you save fuel. You don't
have you too, bud.
The tire life.
Yeah, you can save fuel all you want, but your tires...
Dude, I'm going to go look at his lap times because I'm not buying it.
His 10,000 Riz, let him cook. Cole, you have not heard the attempts at Riz JD has thrown out there. Don't know if we should let man cook.
Oh, my God. The Riz thing is so stupid to me. I'm just going to say that. Sorry, Cole. My stepson says it too, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So I got that. But let's go look at the Seven's laps.
He needs to cook. You have not heard what he said. I don't know if we need to let him cook.
He ran 27s and 28s all race. If I go check, let's check the number 5, because the number 5. He was running 26s and 27s. So my only thought is he came up with the idea to say, okay, I'm not going to run any faster than a 27-second lap time. So maybe that's going to cause him to finish it the whole way out. I don't really know.
What were your lap times to start with, AJ?
Mine?
Yeah.
I was running 26s for the first 4 laps.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. And he didn't run anything under a 27. Now, let's check the number 3. So I didn't look at the number 3 yet.
I don't know, man.
The first 5 laps he ran 26s. But everything else, 27s and 28s. Consistent 28s at the end. There was a 29 in there. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
I bet they got that tire grip thing.
I don't know.
Because they used it on the last 24 hours and one team got caught out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the Le Mans. Literally, they got barred from ever competing.
I know the Williams Esports guys did, but Like, this is the first time I've ever...
Yeah, but that was something different, though. Well, that wasn't grip hacks. That was just being idiots.
Yeah, Mike, I'm agreeing with you. Actually, what were my tires at? Yeah, my right front was at 54%. Like, I don't give a rat's patoot if you're riding the wall the whole time. You're not going to save the tires that much. Like, I just...
No, not that much.
I don't see it happening. So that's kind of...
God, no.
Kind of insane, but... I mean, I'll take a P8, you know? It is what it is. It's for the first time ever driving this track, so I'm not mad, but that's really fishy. JD, that's what I'm wondering without saying it.
I'll say it.
Well, I'll say it.
No damn way.
I'm really wondering.
I would clip it, take some screenshots, clip it, send it into iRacing under competition issue, and explain the situation and just be like, I have reason to believe that these guys are cheating somehow.
Let me go. What do you want me to do? Grab the last lap?
I would grab... it's got to be less than 30 megabytes or whatever the hell it is. So grab the last lap for now. All right. Take screenshots of their lap times.
How many laps was that whole race? Is 100?
100 laps.
Okay.
Take screenshots of their lap times. Make sure it's probably going to take you 2 or 3 screenshots. So you're going to have to combine them into one picture. And just send it into Irish and be like, look, there's no way. You know, if you can take a screenshot of your race lab too.
Well, I got
stating
that
they never fit in.
I got that already.
Okay. I'm gonna say make sure you have that so it's
do this.
Say, so you have as much proof because, like, there's no way. Even if iRacing said that they could make it 91 laps, you cannot save 9 laps of fuel under green flag.
I would say it's more about the tires being suspect than gas.
Right. I mean, it's
more the tires than gas because
fuel is halfway believable.
If they swapped over who was in the lead, you can stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, JD, they didn't pit at all. The top two did not pit whatsoever. No.
So they made the set of tires last 100 laps.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
I don't see that feasible. I don't see it possible.
No, it's 100% can't be possible.
It's not. It's just not possible.
I mean, they'd have been pushing so bad off the tire wear that they wouldn't have been able to stay out of the wall.
Let me put it to you.
Good Lord, you saw AJ sliding around.
Oh, dude, it was horrible.
I posted a tire in Rockingham in the 87s in 70 laps. How the hell are they still driving?
Yeah.
And I wasn't pushing the car because I'm terrible at Rockingham.
That's fishy.
I have never suspected.
You're right. Suspected.
I've never suspected anybody of cheating on iRacing before.
Neither have I. Right.
Today, Junior.
I've never been cheated that I know of.
And that's why you need to report this now because if they do get away with it, they're just going to go back to all their friends, and next thing you know, you're only going to be a lobby with people running to cheat, if it is a cheat.
Do me a favor. Let me see their names.
Hold on a second. I'm trying. Let me get the rest of the laps, and I'll show you.
Tag them in Race Labs, too.
I already closed Race Labs, but...
What are you doing for that? How do you do that?
Snipping tool.
Is that free?
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of Windows.
It's awesome. Yeah, it comes pre-installed, shouldn't it?
The Rock. Yeah. So JD said if you don't, it might spread. And Mike said that the Rock's one of the worst tracks on tires in history.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well known for eating tires off of cars.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way on God's green earth they could zero stop that. No way.
And it looks like they set up their finish because I can see right now that's the checkered flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because for some reason iRacing is still flowing the white flag, we know it's the checkered flag.
Right.
But nonetheless, you can see that they set up their finish so that they'd be right next to each other.
Well, and they acted like they didn't really know each other, which was also weird. But yeah, they were running 0.2 behind each other the whole race. Like,
what?
John Gaines and Tyler Williams. Never heard of either of them.
Can you do me a favor?
What's their I ratings?
If you're finished doing your clipping, can you literally just start the race from their view from lap 10 and just put it in fast forward mode?
Sure.
Yeah, just so we can so I can physically see what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll start it here. Get this out of the way.
We'll go. What's their names again? I'm sorry.
John Gaines and Tyler Williams.
Any numbers after the names?
No.
I'm looking them up right now.
Yeah, I'm looking up John right now.
I mean, he's running the A-class. Low line. Let me speed it up a little faster.
Yeah, absolutely. For a start off, he's running low line, hard one tires. That fact of any oval track.
Dude, he's still running low.
Yeah, so maybe... that's what I said. Just leave it on fast and just...
Yes, he's running that line. He should have had to pit before you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's running half a car off the bottom, sometimes right on the line. Then he switched to high. Now he's back to the bottom.
This doesn't make any sense.
He is running the bottom. There's no way he made it. No way.
Nope.
That's what Joey said. I wanted to see where he was running.
Dude, he hasn't hardly moved off that bottom at all.
What was the second guy's name? Tyler what?
Williams.
Tyler Williams. Tyler E. Williams.
It'd be interesting to hear how old their accounts are.
They look fairly old. He's got 1,500 starts.
Like, he went around Kova, and I know Kova was trying to save. Like, this is... He's literally running a quarter of a car off the bottom.
Yeah. Is that his mate in front of him? Is that the other car?
No.
Yeah.
The other car was in a number 3.
Oh, the Dale Earnhardt car.
This dude
Tyler's
is...
looks...
He's not... That's... Not tire saving strategy.
No, he's running.
No, but that makes it look even worse.
Both accounts are at least a couple of years old.
So that's the line that the cup drivers were using back in the Gen 4 cars and eating tires off.
Now he's moved to the middle. Now he's moved. We're back to the bottom again. Like, dude, I ran that bottom line most of the race and my tires were smoked.
I mean, running that same line back in the 90s, the cup drivers were complaining about blowing tires.
Right. Well, look at how close I got. I was 50% at almost 60 laps on my tires.
Yeah, your tire wear was actually pretty realistic.
Yeah, I
this
thought...
guy's ain't even close.
Yeah, that's what I'm also looking out for. JD's the clutch.
Yeah, he's running almost 7,500 RPM. Fuel saving mode, my butt.
Yeah, because he's never holding the clutch.
No, he's not holding the clutch at all.
They finished what?
They finished
it was super close.
The third decimal place is. The gap to third was 22 seconds.
Yeah, I know. Curtis was behind me. And I never reeled him in to get my other lap back. Later, Cole.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous, JD.
But so, they told us that they were saving fuel.
See, now he's caught the number three. They're still running the bottom line. He bumps him, takes the win, and gone.
That's ridiculous, man.
Suspicious as shit.
Yeah.
Even JD said that's not even subtle. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to be clipping some things, so... I'll let you guys know what I find out in the next stream, fellas.
I've mentioned the car down like that. He should have been in the pits around 32 to 35.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. I don't think there's any way. So
it should have taken him at least two sets, minimum.
I've done a lot of driving in these 87s at this point, and I know I eat up tires on short tracks, and most everybody else does. And I've never seen anybody. I can maybe see the tire or the fuel saving tires. No way. Nope.
He's not even fuel saving.
Yeah, no.
What's
tires
up, Wild Wolf?
No, you don't have your revs up to 7,000, and instead you're saving fuel.
Lord, no.
No, at the speed he was going, the only way he could have saved fuel was holding the clutch in the turn.
And that's right. What we were looking for. Is that
clutching the clutch.
Right. I agree. Like, he wasn't using the clutch whatsoever. He's running the bottom hard. Like, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I'm pretty sure that me and everybody else in that race, we got cheated by two guys. Like, I mean,
yeah,
that's a big claim to throw. And, you know, even real racing.
Well, it's not like we're throwing it out there without evidence.
No, I mean, that's pretty blatant.
We're not just angry that you're not just angry that you lost. Like,
right.
these two dudes didn't pit on a track that kills tires.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel, okay. If iRacing guesses 91, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Sure.
Right.
But
still, tires. You're talking about 9 laps of fuel saving?
Dude, like, just the tires alone should...
Oh, yeah.
They should not keep up those lap times.
Right.
Pull that gap without stopping. Those are 100-lap-old tires.
Right.
Yeah. That shouldn't happen.
No.
If they weren't popped, they should have been ice. There should be no grip on those tires at all.
Right.
And Rockingham was horrible for tire drop-off.
Right.
Like, as suspicious as it is, I'll give them benefit of the doubt on fuel. Tires, absolutely not.
Racing didn't go poorly. I finished 8th, but there's some seriously suspect stuff in here because we've got two guys that didn't pit on a track that's notorious for eating tires. Something doesn't add up here. So, but on that note, gentlemen, I've got some work to do. I'm going to shut the stream down, but I'll let you guys know what I find out after all of this. So. Stay tuned. I'm sure I'll have something in the next update. So,